Good afternoon. I'm Kaki Walton, checking on the arts made possible by contributing listeners, the Orpheum Theater and the Dixon Gallery and Gardens. This weekend, starting tonight, running through Sunday at different venues around Overton Square, it's the 15th annual Indie Memphis Film Festival. They have some terrific movies on tap. A lot of the filmmakers coming to town to do Q&As after their films screen. Richard's Wedding is making its Tennessee premiere Saturday night at 9:30 at the Circuit Playhouse. Werner Tuckell plays Tuna in the movie. He wrote and directed it, and he's starring in it, too, so he's wearing a lot of different hats, and he joins me in the studio this afternoon. Before this interview is over, I swear to you, I'll say your name right.
You're getting it really good. It's great.
Practice makes perfect.
Yeah,
well, God, this is the first time that you've ever directed, acted, and written a film. Is that right?
Yeah, I've written and directed 4 movies previous to this, but never acted, never had the courage to act in something. And then I was lucky enough to get cast in a couple of independent films in the last couple of years, and I thought, you know, this will give me a chance. I was getting a little bit more confident, so I thought I would do it, yeah.
How hard is that, though?
It was difficult, but there were a lot of directors. It was an ensemble movie, uh-huh. So I cast a lot of directors from New York who are independent film directors. Lawrence Levine, Josephine Decker, there were a few other people. And I was really adamant about having directors give me direction when I was acting in a scene. But, you know, we shot this thing very kind of impulsively, and, like, it was very free-flowing, and there wasn't a lot of – we rehearsed a lot, because what I'm excited about is that the performances in the movie.
Right.
We had really, really interesting performances. So we rehearsed a lot, and that gave me the benefit of just kind of working everything out before time.
You did it mostly like you would be rehearsing a play.
Yeah, for the most part. We would have group readings with as many people as – there's 13 people in the movie, and it would be hard to get everyone together on everyone's schedule in New York. You're not paying anyone, so you're relying on everyone to just come when they have the time. And then, we're just kind of rehearsing it like a play. And then when we're shooting it, we were shooting with 2 cameras, which the luxury of having these new DSL cameras, these Canon 7Ds and 5Ds, is that you can shoot with several cameras at one time. And that really helps with performance, capturing the immediacy of performance,
right,
which is very important to me. I scripted a 120-page script. But when we rehearsed, I was very adamant about not caring if we swayed from the dialogue. It was more about the context or the content instead of like specific words. So that gave us a lot of range and freedom, and we would just fill it out and make changes on the fly and have a good time with it, you know. And we wanted it to feel very spontaneous and real, even though it's very scripted.
Well, that's what I read. There was a magazine piece on the film, and they said it looks like they're having so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, we were all really we didn't know each other that well going into this, and you know, by going to Sundance and by being on a few other movies, acting with Alex Karpovsky and Red Flag, which is also showing Indie Memphis, I was able to make a lot of friends in New York. And being in a movie several years ago called Septi, and I made a lot of friends in New York, but not really close friends. But then you work together and you become closer.
Oh, sure.
But you know, we would have initial readings of the script together, and you would get a real feel for people who really want to like make an effort to be in a movie like this, as opposed to people who think they're doing you a favor. They're like, I guess I'll help you out. You really want to get people who are really enthusiastic about it. And if you have that, if it's not work, it is like play, you know? So,
well, let's tell people the plot, because
tell
people what this is about.
Well, it's interesting. It's about the day in the life of a bunch of friends who get together to celebrate their friend's wedding, their friend Richard's wedding. And it's broken down into kind of 3 acts. The first act of the movie has myself, Tuna, and his best friend Alex, played by Jennifer Prediger, walking through New York on their way to their friend's house. And this walk is really set up a lot like if you've ever seen Before Sunrise or Before Sunset by Richard Linklater. It's just 2 people pretty much having a conversation, a man and a woman. And I really wanted to use that kind of format to set up the movie. So in this first act, there's this long conversation. There's this lawn walk as we go through from the Queens basically to the West Village, and via subway, via walking. And as they talk about all their friends and all the little subplots that maybe seem like they're nonsensical and inconsequential, but they actually have a lot to do with what happens in the film later. Second act, we get to a friend's house where all the friends converge and meet together and have drinks before the big third act, which takes place in Central Park, which is the wedding. So it's this 3-act structure of friends basically getting together to a wedding, and all these little subplots that I don't want to really talk about, because I think that's the fun of watching the movie.
Sure.
Is through dialogue, all this story. You don't think there's really a story going on, but it's shrewdly there, I think. You know, so, and the wedding, there's a lot of jealousy, and there's a lot of issues and foibles between friends, so you're not quite sure if the wedding's even going to happen. Richard, the title character, doesn't even really show up until the beginning of the third act, which I'm proud of that fact as well. So, but the point of view changes too. Like the first act is point of view is on myself, Tuna and my friend Alex. The second act is about another – well, there are a bunch of other friends that get together, but the second act, the point of view is shifted on another character named Russell, who's this kind of conservative, wealthy guy who's developed this this iPhone application that's given him a lot of success, but that's also garnered jealousy from his other friends. And then the third act shifts to the point of view of the couple getting married, and also a character that – comes in later that I don't want to really talk about. That's referenced earlier on in the movie, and then he comes in later. So I like the point of view changes a lot. We compare it to like Psycho, where the first act is on Janet Leigh, second act is on Norman Bates, and the third act is on Janet Leigh's sister.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, although it's nothing like Psycho, there's much more blood in our movie than in Psycho. I'm kidding. There's no blood in this movie. So.
Well, let's listen to the trailer. Richard's Wedding is going to screen Saturday night, 9:30 at the Circuit Playhouse, and you're going to be there to do a Q&A after. It's the Tennessee premiere, so let's listen to the trailer for Richard's Wedding.
If we're going to have a wedding ceremony, it's probably best that we speak of the Holy Spirit.
No, it really isn't.
There's no structure. It's disorganized. It's going to be a disaster.
No, it's not. It's going to be fun.
I'll kill your past.
I'll smash his head in.
What if it's like a sign of some sort?
What do you mean?
Like a warning that I shouldn't be doing this?
No.
No, it's a good sign.
You think?
Yeah, of course.
Like a stigmata?
Are you divorced?
No, I'm going through a divorce right now. Oh. It's brutal.
Yeah, me too. Congratulations.
Why? Why are they getting a divorce?
That's what people do when they get married.
Are you smoking a joint?
No.
Hey, everyone.
Hi.
This is Ling Zi.
Lindsay.
Ling Zi, right.
It's just Lindsay. Lindsay.
Just Lindsay?
Yeah.
This is Lindsay, everyone.
And that was my guest as Tuna, Under Turkel, writer, director, and, of course, actor in Richard's Wedding. And that's going to, again, screen Saturday night at 9:30 at the Circuit Playhouse. And you're also in Red Flag, an Alex Karpovsky film. And these were both made this year.
Yeah, we shot Red Flag in the, I guess it was February, March of 2011, and then Alex has been reshooting and shooting for the past year or so, and it just got finished, I think, in March, where it premiered at the LA Film Festival in July. So I'm really lucky to be a part of that. And we shot Red Flag before I shot Richard's Wedding, and it gave me a lot of, you know, it gave me a lot of courage, you know, a lot of confidence to go in and make this film after we did Red Flag. Because Red Flag was made very modestly. It was made with a really tiny crew and just a few actors seeing how well it came together and how well the production value of the movie, how well it looks and how strong the performances are from Alex and Jennifer. And I guess I'm not terrible in the movie, which is great, you know. So, but seeing that movie, I'm like, wow, Alex did this for such a modest scale. It gave me a lot. It buoyed me to do something on the scale of Richard's Wedding. So it really informed a lot. And watching Alex direct really informed a lot of my kind of decisions as well.
Yeah. Well, I watched the Richard's Wedding trailer and then I watched the Red Flag trailer and I went, wait a minute. He's written another movie with Jennifer Prediger.
Yeah, right. Alex wasn't really – I had written actually Jennifer's role for Alex, and then Alex couldn't do it. Alex has been really busy. He's on a show called Girls by Lena Dunham.
Oh, that's right, on HBO.
And he's doing very well with his acting career now. So because of his schedule, he couldn't be in Richard's Wedding, so I cast Jennifer. But, you know, Jennifer's role is so different than her role in Red Flag, and my role is so different. And, you know, Richard's Wedding, again, is an ensemble piece as opposed to Red Flag, which is really just a, kind of a love triangle movie or a movie basically surrounded by four characters, which is not a triangle square, I guess. So they're pretty different. But I feel really lucky to be acting with both Jennifer and Alex in Red Flag, and also to have Jennifer back. And she's so terrific and great. She has such a broad range. So.
I really liked watching her. I mean, just in the little that I got to see.
Yeah.
Tell everybody the quick plot about Red Flag.
Oh, Red Flag? It's Alex Karpovsky plays himself, basically. Alex has made several independent movies, and he's taking a southern tour with his movie Woodpecker, and he's just broken up with his girlfriend, and he's very lonely and he wants some companionship, and he asked me, I'm a children's book writer, illustrator, to accompany him on the trip, but I'm actually the fourth or fifth person that he's actually called, you know. He doesn't really like me that much, but he likes me enough that he'll tolerate me, and he's so desperately lonely that he wants someone to go with the trip. So I go on the trip with him. And we both kind of get involved sort of with the same girl, although he's already kind of had a tryst with her before I get there. I have a relationship with her, and I don't know that he's been with her ahead of time. So and then, you know, mayhem kind of happens on this kind of road trip. So it's a really, really smart, really, really funny movie, and very much different than Richard's Wedding, and really interesting. Alex Karpovsky is a really, really smart, really funny director and actor. So.
Well, I think it's really cool that you know you're involved in two things at the festival.
I'm excited. I'm in one or two shots of Iris Sachs's Keep the Lights On. So I'm in a couple. So I feel really lucky about that. I'm also going to do the Q&A for Dan Mirvish's movie Between Us tonight.
Okay.
I've never done a Q&A before, so I'm really excited about talking to Dan about the movie. I really enjoyed it, and it's really, really interesting. So that's tonight at 9:30 at the Circuit Playhouse. Tonight at 9:30. So I'm going to do the Q&A for that. And I think people should go out and see that movie as well.
Well, listen, I mean, there are just so many good films. And you need to go to IndieMemphis.com to sort of plan out your whole weekend. And you can also get passes. Get an all-festival pass because you can see so many great things. And there's lots of music, too. And there's some different seminars and workshops and stuff like that for filmmakers. So go to IndieMemphis.com to find out about everything. It's the 15th Annual Indie Memphis Film Festival. My guest... Owner Takel.
That's beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's not either.
So great. No, it's good. It's great.
Was that close?
Yeah.
He's starring in, well, he's the star and writer and director of Richard's Wedding. That's Saturday night, 9:30 at Circuit Playhouse. And then in Alex Karpovsky's Red Flag. That's Friday night at 7 o'clock at Circuit Playhouse. Thanks for being my guest today. This has been fun.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.